Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. And somebody who's been hanging out with us now for 16 years, since 04, David Dossie, an intellectual property attorney extraordinaire, my intellectual property attorney, partner with Gallagher and Dossie, and invention-protection.com is the website. Folks, I encourage you to avail yourselves of David's help. He will help you. He will save you money. He will make you money. David, thanks again for being here. When we're talking about contracts, folks, we're talking about how to pay attention to the contracts that you're signing, and you're going to be signing more of them. Do you agree with me, David, that after the pandemic, as we transition out of this thing, that there's going to be not only more contracts that people will require you to sign to do business, but they'll be more elaborate, more onerous than they are now? What do you think?
Well, I think that companies are starting to realize that the remote work thing can work, and you're probably going to see more and more independent contractors and freelancers, which inherently means there are going to be more independent contractor agreements.
Right. When I'm looking for,
yes,
when I pick
any,
up a new,
anytime you have one of those,
oh. Right. When I pick up a contract from someone else, I don't look at the money, I don't look at the date, I don't look at the terms, because I know those. I'll come back to those. I want to get a feel for what the contract looks like. What's the tenor of the contract? What's the attitude of the people giving me the contract, or at least of their attorneys? I go directly to the last or next to the last page where you typically find a passage called indemnification. Indemnification means, folks, if you don't already know this, who forgives who avoids, who protects who against whatever. And if it says mutual indemnification, because there's no reason not to do mutual, if it says unilateral indemnification, then I indemnify them, but they don't indemnify me, there's no reason for me to look at the terms anymore, David, because I'm not going to do that contract. What do you think?
Well, I think that you part of playing the game is then taking those one-sided ones, just copying those and pasting them and reversing the language so that what they just said about you're going to indemnify them for failure to comply with the law or knowing infringement or stealing others' trade secrets or incorporating those, you reverse it. You include everything there, but then you reverse it as well, the goose and the gander approach, and watch them take a big gulp and say, well, if it's good for me, it's good for you, and see where it goes.
Well, here's a little
but
bit.
But that's why I said earlier about automating this process. So much time and energy gets wasted bickering and kicking, bouncing these agreements back and forth. It's staggering.
I agree with that. One of the things that so if the contract said Jim Blasingame will indemnify XYZ Corp and so and so and so and so, and the folks, these are things that nobody ever expects to happen. Nobody ever expects this to happen, but it might. Well, what I do is I scratch out my name or my company name, and I write in mutual. I just write in the word mutual, and I send it back. And you know what, David? I've done business with the largest companies on the planet, and more times than not, they've accepted my mutual word. They were just sending me a contract to see if I was paying attention. What do you think?
Sure. I mean, unfortunately, the big companies have legal departments that are set up to, you know, streamline, reduce risk to the company, and push as much risk onto the other party as possible. And it is funny to think of a billion-dollar company pushing huge amounts of risk to a small business that might have 5 or 10 employees. Yep. You know, that small business is going to fold long before they're ever able to indemnify you for a $10 million claim associated with someone that died or
right.
or patent infringement or trademark infringement. And that's why if everyone just goes into it with the mindset of making an agreement fair and just putting into words what you've already agreed to, the business deal, and then the other things like, yes, if you hire me as a software developer, I'm going to develop it, and you're going to own the software. I'm going to transfer all rights to you. Yeah, all those points like that are critical. But
you got to pay attention to the folks. We can't teach you everything right now. That's what we have David for. I encourage you to check him out, invention-protection.com. David Dossie, thank you again for being here. Thanks for 16 great years. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
We always get smarter when David Dossie joins us, and so we did today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.